In this bulletin, Mustafa Durrani found guilty of conspiring to kill Sydney Police accountant Curtis Cheng. Bill Shorten hits back at Scott Morrison on the issue of wages. And Facebook suffers the most severe outage in its history. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The man who acted to support the man who murdered police accountant Curtis Cheng has been found guilty of conspiring with others to plan and prepare a terror act. Mustafa Durrani has pleaded not guilty to planning and preparing a terrorist act and an alternative charge of supplying a firearm to an unauthorised person. Durrani bought a revolver, which was used by 15-year-old Fahad Mohamed, to kill Mr. Cheng outside New South Wales Police headquarters in Parramatta in 2015. The jury took almost 3 days to deliver the verdict. Some people inside the court say Mr. Cheng's widow broke down on hearing the verdict. Labor leader Bill Shorten has hit back at Prime Minister Scott Morrison on the issue of wages. Low wage growth is firming up as an issue ahead of this year's federal election. Labor is hinting at tweaking industrial laws to drive up wages for low-paid workers if it wins government, whilst its allies in the union movement are calling for a $43 a week rise in the minimum wage. Mr. Morrison said some in the business sector say wage rises could negatively impact small business. But Mr. Shorten says the coalition's plan to increase wages, last year's company tax cuts, utilising the so-called trickle-down economic principle, hasn't worked out.
What they said is the reason why corporations should get an $80 billion corporate tax cut is not only will corporations make more profit, but Mr. Turnbull and Mr. Morrison promised Australians that when companies are making a lot more money, magic, it's all going to be passed on to the workers in wage rises. Well, that fairy tale didn't have a happy ending.
Another federal government MP is expected to imminently announce he's quitting Parliament. Craig Laundie has been the member for Reid in Sydney's Inner West since 2013. He's a former minister and ally of former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull. He's reportedly told Prime Minister Scott Morrison of his intention to quit and been quiet about his decision until a new Liberal Party candidate for the seat was found. But the Australian newspaper reports the Liberal Party has come across trouble with their proposed candidate to replace Mr. Laundie, former senior New South Wales Deputy Police Commissioner Nick Haldas, declining their offer to run. In other news, authorities in Brazil say two gunmen who opened fire at a school in the country's southeast, killing at least five teenagers, were former pupils. The shooting happened mid-morning on Wednesday at the state school in Suzano near Sao Paulo. Two school employees and the owner of a nearby shop also died. The gunmen, aged 17 and 25, both killed themselves after the attack. This female student hid inside the school during the ordeal.
I have a friend. I was running and looking for him, but he was shot in the face and several times in the body. I wanted to ask people to pray for him because the state he is in is not good. He is in a very serious state.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says an Australian woman who reportedly left the country to join IS will face the full force of the law if she returns to Australia. The woman is believed to be Zira Duman from Melbourne. She's presently at a refugee camp in northeastern Syria and says she wants to come home because her baby is sick. Mr. Morrison says he won't put any Australians in danger by helping extremists who want to return to Australia from the Middle East. He says those who made such a decision in the first place deserve to face the consequences.
They have placed their children in this horrendous position. Now, they have to take responsibility for those decisions to join up with terrorists who are fighting Australia.
A new study has found demand for social housing in Victoria growing at 7.1% faster than any other state. However, the report by City Futures Research Centre at the University of New South Wales also found only 36.7% of Melbourne's current need is being met, the lowest of any capital city. The study says the Greater Melbourne region will need 8,800 new social and affordable rental homes every year and 176,800 by 2036. To keep up with current demand and population growth. Let's check out Friday's weather. In Perth, sunny and 31, similar for Adelaide, 28. Sunny in Melbourne as well, 23. Partly cloudy in Hobart, 21. Much the same for Canberra, 24. Showers in Wollongong and 21. Showers also for Sydney and Newcastle, 24 degrees. In Brisbane, a possible storm. Showers there as well in 32. 32 also for Cairns with a possible shower. And in Darwin, a possible shower or storm atop of 32. 34 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.